that's come in through the morning. We've been hearing today that postal workers at the sorting branch in Longton have walked out because they believe the social distancing measures there are ineffective. Andy Hickman is from the Postal Workers Union and joins us on BBC Radio Stoke now. Andy Hickman, so what's happened at Longton then?
Good afternoon, Stuart.
Afternoon.
Yeah, this morning it wasn't a walkout. I do need to just correct that point. The employees within the Longton delivery office actually removed themselves from the workplace, which is different to a walkout. It was not industrial action.
Let's get this right. They walked out, but they haven't had a walkout.
It's not an industrial action. It's not a strike. They felt that their health and safety within the office where they were working was compromised. So any employee has a right under the Employment Rights Act to actually remove themselves to a place of safety. And that's what the employees within Longton Delivery Office this morning did.
What's their concern then? Why do they feel it's unsafe in there at the moment?
So basically around the COVID-19 situation that we've got at the moment, obviously one of the main issues is about social distancing and trying to prevent the spread of the disease or the virus. And they felt that there was too many actual workers in the area this morning, that distance could not be maintained. So therefore, they needed to spread themselves out in a larger area, which was, at this point, the car park of the delivery office, until we could actually put in measures that would try and solve the issue that we've got at the moment.
Have you been able to solve the issue?
We've been in talks with the employer this morning. They were ongoing. We've put in measures for today and for Saturday, and then we are reviewing it currently and putting in sort of better measures for next week going forward.
We've spoken to Royal Mail about this, and they say they take health and safety of colleagues very seriously. They've committed around £15 million on buying equipment such as hand sanitizer, gloves and other additional protective measures to keep their people safe and continue to follow the preventative guidance of public health authorities. How many people were working in what kind of space at Longton then?
So we've got around, I'd probably say there's about 70 staff in that office, in that particular unit. But the unit itself is quite a cramped area, so it is difficult to, with that amount of people, to maintain that 2 metre distance.
So you say there are plans in place for tomorrow and for Saturday and so on. Moving on from this, will postal deliveries be affected in the Longton area as a result of this action and these concerns?
We're trying to maintain service as best as we can over the whole area. I'm sure that you can appreciate with the current situation, the measures that we've had to put in place, like we used to have two people to one van. We can only have one person per van now, so that has had a huge impact on the way that we work. So we are working the best that we can to maintain the service in the circumstances that we've got.
OK, we'll leave it there for now. Keep us, I was going to say keep us posted, but that just sounds like a really rubbish pun, for which I apologise. None intended. Andy Hickman, thanks for your time today. Let us know how it goes, yeah? That's what I meant to say. Thanks very much. From the Communication Workers Union, with us on BBC Radio Stoke. Keep us posted, honestly. Even I can do better than that.
BBC